There are currently 8 environmentalists on trial in Iran. They were arrested about a year ago and accused of spying. They all worked on a project to save a critically endangered animal. But that simple goal turned into a nightmare for them and their families. The World's Shirin Jafari reports.
Listen carefully, because we might not hear this sound in the wild for much longer. This is the Asiatic cheetah, a species on the brink of extinction. Scientists say there are fewer than 50 of them left in the wild, and they live in eastern and central Iran.
And it is different from the African cheetah, which we all know from documentaries. It chases gazelles on the grassy plains of the Serengeti. But in Iran, cheetahs survive in rocky desert terrain, in island mountains, where they are hunting desert sheep.
Franz Lantik photographed the rare cheetahs 8 years ago when he went to Iran on assignment for National Geographic. In one of Lantik's photos, the cheetah looks directly at the camera. Its huge, brown, piercing eyes are breathtaking.
It is impossible to see the cheetahs with your own eyes. I worked there with one of the rangers in one of the reserves who said that he'd been trying to understand the cheetahs for 30 years, but he'd only seen them 15 times in 30 years.
In 2008, alarmed by the dwindling numbers of the Asiatic cheetahs in Iran, a group of environmentalists started an NGO. The Persian Wildlife Heritage Foundation's mission was to study the cheetahs and to find ways to protect them. Scientists used something called a camera trap to track and monitor the animals.
It's a very simple tool. It's a camera that is activated by something that passes by. It sends out an infrared signal, and then the image is recorded on the camera.
Lantik says these cameras are manufactured in the U.S., which might have played a role in what happened next. Early last year, the Iranian government began arresting members of the Persian Wildlife Heritage Foundation, among them Ramin Sayed Emami's father.
My father is like a typical tree-hugging hippie. He's someone who grew up in the wild. He loved the outdoors. His whole life, he was an avid, a hiker, camper.
Qaboos Sayed Emami studied sociology in the U.S., then returned to Iran and later co-founded the Persian Wildlife Heritage Foundation.
This was something that was very dear to him, preserving the environment for the next generations, preserving the wildlife.
International organizations like the United Nations got involved with the Cheetah Preservation Project in Iran. Panthera, a big cat conservation group based in New York, sent some technical help. Ramin says his father knew that the Iranian government is notoriously suspicious of any foreign involvement in the country, so his father played it by the book. He got permission from the Ministry of Environment, Ramin says, and he was transparent about his work. But in January last year, the 64-year-old was summoned to the police station.
And when he went to the police station, they just threw a bag over his head and took him away.
Ramin says his father called home the next day, said he was in jail, but it was just a misunderstanding. He would be released soon.
Until 2 weeks later, we were left in the dark, not knowing what to do, until we got a phone call that my father had passed away in prison.
Officials said he had taken his own life, but Ramin doesn't accept this. A branch of the Iranian armed forces accused Sayed Emami and other environmentalists of spying for the U.S. and Israel. Those cameras they installed to track the cheetahs, the security forces accused them of using them to collect sensitive information about military sites.
To this day, they have yet to present a single source of evidence. I mean, it's ludicrous when you look at the accusations and claims.
And there's something else that might have angered the Iranian authorities, says Franz Lantik, the National Geographic photographer. He says Panthera, the conservation group in New York, the one that sent technical assistance to the NGO in Iran.
The founder of that group, an American hedge fund billionaire named Thomas Kaplan, went on record in 2017 with very strong anti-Iran views.
Panthera didn't respond to my questions about this. Meanwhile, more than 300 scientists from all over the world signed a letter urging the supreme leader of Iran to release the 8 remaining environmentalists. Cole Burton, who's a conservationist at the University of British Columbia, signed the letter. And he says the arrests in Iran have had a chilling effect on wildlife research and preservation in the region.
We're really like detectives trying to understand what's going on with little bits and pieces of information. So I think it's quite problematic. I mean, we don't really know what's happening if we're not able to observe and collect data on these animals.
Burton has used similar cameras to study bears in Armenia. Two of his students, Iranian Canadians, were planning to expand that research into Iran. He says those plans have now been cancelled. Ramin Sayed Emami, whose father died in prison, is a musician. He now lives in the U.S. Last year, he released a music video in memory of his father. It's called But You're Not Here, and it speaks of loss and longing. Ramin says his mother is stuck in Iran. Authorities have banned her from leaving the country. And as for the eight environmentalists, their trials are ongoing. For The World, I'm Shirin Jafari.